This week, almost 100 students graduated from a special program designed to get more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders through school. One graduate says more needs to be done nationally to help inform Indigenous students of schooling options. Penny Timms reports.
The Australian Indigenous Education Foundation is a not-for-profit organisation that aims to boost the number of high school graduates. To do that, it provides scholarships to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students so they can attend boarding school. They particularly cater to those who either can't afford to attend high school or don't have the option to because of their location. This week, the organisation farewells the first of three groups from its 2015 program, and it's the largest class in the AIEF's history, with almost 100 participants. Renee Coffey is the organisation's program director.
Families, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, value education and know the importance of education, but there's been more and more opportunities opened up to Indigenous students to access high-quality boarding school education.
Indiana Taylor-Stevens is a graduate from the New South Wales Central Coast. She's the first of her siblings to finish high school.
It's been really important to graduate. I am the oldest of five children, so obviously I want to set a good example for them and be a role model and show them that if I can do it, they can do it as well.
Indiana attributes a large part of her success to being given a helping hand, and she believes similar programs are key to closing the education gap. But she says of equal importance is making students and their families aware of their options.
Boarding school was never on the cards for me because we obviously couldn't afford it, and it wasn't just really an option until I found out about AIEF and the work they were doing and the scholarships they offered. So I think even just educating people on what is out there for them and the support that they can get is really important, because that way they're able to see all the opportunities they're able to get.
Renee Coffey says there's still a lot of work to be done on a national scale, but she's encouraged to see that more and more schools are starting to understand the role they play in boosting education outcomes for Indigenous students.
If they don't already have Indigenous education programs established, they're wanting to. If they're in the early stages, they're wanting to advance those and grow those, and they're wanting to make sure that they're doing it by using what information is available through best practice. They're not wanting to make any mistakes that have been made in the past, and they're wanting to make sure that they're really setting up students so that they can achieve and that they can succeed. So I think that's really the goodwill and the strong situation at the moment in school.
Anthony Tracy is from Broome in Western Australia. He's another graduate and hopes to play AFL professionally before going on to university. He says he's both nervous and excited about graduating high school.
It's always been a goal of mine ever since I was in primary school to make it all the way through high school and graduate. So I'm really excited to finally make it happen.
Indiana Taylor-Stevens also hopes to go to university and wants to become an occupational therapist. As well as that, she wants to be a role model for other students, so she too can help bring about change.
When I go to uni, I obviously want to graduate, but I really want to change the negative stigma surrounding Indigenous people and their education and how many are being educated. So hopefully I'll be able to be an advocate and a role model for those people who think that they won't be able to graduate. Hopefully I'll be able to be one of those people that they look up to and see that if she can do it, then so can I.
Graduating student Indiana Taylor-Stevens, ending that report from Penny Timms.